All right, everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving deep into something that's been on my mind lately, embracing your authenticity and living without apology. Ever felt like you were putting on a mask, playing a role just to fit in? You know that feeling when you're around certain people and you hold back parts of yourself because you're afraid of what they'll think? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's time to ditch the mask and step into your true power. In today's world, we're bombarded with messages telling us who we should be, how we should look, and what we should achieve. It can be overwhelming, right? It feels like there's this pressure to conform, to fit into these predefined boxes. But here's the thing. You are unique, one of a kind. Your experiences, your passions, your quirks, they all make up the beautiful tapestry that is YOU. And guess what? The world needs your authentic self. So, let's unpack this a bit. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace your authenticity and live without apology. Firstly, get in touch with your values. What truly matters to you? What do you stand for? Identifying your core values is like having a compass that guides you through life's twists and turns. They provide clarity and direction, helping you make decisions aligned with who you are at your deepest level. Remember, your values are not negotiable. They are the foundation upon which your authenticity is built. Secondly, practice self-acceptance. This means loving and accepting yourself exactly as you are, flaws and all. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and respect, regardless of your accomplishments or perceived shortcomings. Think of it like this. You wouldn't demand perfection from a piece of art. You appreciate its uniqueness and the story it tells. Apply the same kindness to yourself. Embrace your imperfections. They make you human. Thirdly, don't be afraid to express yourself. Let your passion shine through in your words, actions, and creative pursuits. Whether it's painting, writing, singing, or simply sharing your thoughts and ideas with loved ones, give yourself permission to express who you are without holding back. Remember, authenticity is not about seeking approval. It's about being true to yourself, even if it means standing out from the crowd. Fourthly, surround yourself with supportive people. Seek out those who celebrate your uniqueness and encourage you to be your best self. Surround yourself with a tribe of like-minded individuals who lift you up and inspire you to grow. Remember, we all need a community of support, especially when we're trying to break free from societal expectations and embrace our true selves. Finally, remember that authenticity is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel confident and secure in your skin, and there will be moments when you doubt yourself. Be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and keep moving forward. Each step you take towards embracing your authenticity is a victory worth celebrating. Think about it. Have you ever met someone who truly embraces their authentic self? They radiate confidence, joy, and an undeniable magnetism. It's infectious. You can practically see the weight lifted from their shoulders because they're no longer pretending to be someone they're not. Now, imagine yourself living with that same sense of freedom and liberation. Here's a real-life example. Imagine you're at work, and your boss asks for feedback on a new project. You have some honest concerns, but you hesitate to speak up because you're afraid of being judged or seen as negative. You know your input could be valuable, but you hold back. That's a classic example of not living authentically. What if you decided to change that? Imagine yourself stepping forward and sharing your thoughts constructively. You acknowledge your concerns, offer solutions, and show your commitment to the team's success. By being truthful and genuine, you build trust and demonstrate your true value. That's embracing authenticity, being courageous enough to be yourself, even when it feels uncomfortable. So, what are you waiting for? Ditch the mask, own your story, and live without apology. Remember, your authenticity is your superpower. Use it wisely. Now go out there and make a difference. In your work, your relationships, and the world around you, I want to hear from you. What steps are you going to take today to embrace your authenticity? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media, Leo Weston Pod. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.